dear mama. I'm sorry it's taken me so long to write you back. Every time I try to write home, I know I'm not saying the things that are in my heart. That would be okay if I loved you any less than I do. Dear mama, I wouldn't have written if you hadn't have told me that you were working for Anita Bryan on the Save Our Children campaign. That more than anything made it clear to me I had to tell you the truth that I'm gay and I don't need saving from anyone. I'm sorry, mama, not for what I am, but how you must feel right now. I know that feeling too, because I felt it all my life. Anger, shame, disbelief for something as basic to me as the color of my eyes. Please don't ask yourself, where did we go wrong? How did we let this happen? Who made him that way? I can't answer that for you, mama, but in the long run, I guess that I really don't care. But if you and Dad made me what I am, I want to thank you, mama, 'cause it's the light and joy of my mama. There isn't much else to say except I'm the same boy you've always known. You know me better now, and I've never intended to hurt you, and I promise you that I never will.
I'm starting part three of the show off with something rare. The beloved Tales of the City premiered as a musical in June of 2011, with book by Jeff Whitty of Avenue Q and music by Jake Shears of Scissor Sisters. No soundtrack has been released, but that demo, sung by Shears, gives us one of the most touching moments of the story, Dear Mama, sung by the Michael Mouse character. And this is J.D. Doyle with Queer Music Heritage, continuing my romp through gay musicals. Last month I played a track from one of my favorite shows, Bear the Musical, and this time I'm playing the same song but from an earlier off-Broadway cast of the show from 2004. Playing the character Peter is Michael Arden, who I adore. He solos on the second song, Role of a Lifetime, and duets with John Hill, who plays Jason, on my favorite track, You and I.
Pop a puppy. How about a baseball bat? There's one in my pants.
No, thank you. My mom, she said to never talk to strangers.
So a kiss is out of the question then.
I'll take a chance. So where were you?
Online.
Asleep.
Like half the congregation.
So are we damned?
I stayed awake as long as I could.
Good Catholic, I say. We go fall asleep together.
Do you?
Should I bring my baseball bat?
I think you should.
Jason,
you're a superstar, man.
Jason,
if they couldn't guard you.
Jason,
it's always the same.
No, let's duck in here and.
Jason, have you dated for prom yet?
Jason,
did you lose my number?
Jason,
this is all just a game. You and I, you take my hand, leaving me breathless.
feel the beat of my racing heart, so you'll understand and know why we whisper in hallways. I'll be with you always, running together, forever you and I.
Tell me why I should trust you when the girls all love to touch you. 'Cause when I have you near me, I go out of my mind. Need help there, you're cute. And it's tough to argue with a hard-on. Think that you could lend a hand here if I had the time.
Jason,
Peter, don't you worry,
Jason,
'cause I wouldn't leave you,
Jason,
not even for Zach.
Yo,
hey, looking good, man,
Jason,
what we have is perfect,
Jason,
then we'll tell my mother,
Jason,
let's lay off the crack. You and I, you take my hand, leaving me breathless. Feel the beat of my racing heart, so you'll understand and know why we whisper in hallways. I'll be with you always, running together, forever you and I.
There's something that I want to ask you, now don't say no. Just hear me out. After school they hold auditions, something just to think about.
God, you asked the same thing last year. You know acting's not my thing. Plus I might go out for baseball, and I neither dance or sing.
You have never mentioned baseball. You haven't played since we were 12. And as for acting, it's not my thing. It's obvious it's something else.
I don't act.
I think we're the best act this school has ever seen.
So take a bow now.
You know what I mean.
It's just a thought. Forget I brought it up.
We'll think about tonight, when everything is right. We'll shut up all the lights, then cuddle in bed and see how far we get.
Is that supposed to shut me up?
Yep.
Jerk.
You and I, you take my hand, leaving me breathless. Feel the beat of my racing heart, so you'll understand and know why we whisper in hallways. I'll be with you always, running together. Miss me.
Forever you and
from his heart, knowing the risk he takes, and hoping that the house is not brought down. The rule of a lifetime, it's living a fantasy, a trauma that you struggle to erase. Thoughts battle words over deeds, a war with such casualties. It seems, spending days in silent fear, then spending nights in lonely prayer, hoping that one day when you wake, those feelings won't be there. So confused because I feel complete with him. When we're alone, it all somehow makes sense. Into his eyes for some compromise. Remember the word forget and try to bury something so intense. You learn to play the straight man, your lines become routine, never really saying what you mean. But I know the scene will change. White picket fences and a dog, a trophy bride and children. God, I know that's what he wants. But Jason, what role do I play? Am I a savior or a phase? Am I here to damn you or to help you navigate this maze where confusion is a crime? So you fill your life
In the silence, will he stay? One day he'll realize that these feelings aren't going away. So we drive ourselves insane, spinning circles in our souls as we dance around and play pretend. Then once again, reprise our role.
When I wake up in the early light of morning, and I see your shining face here next to mine. When seagulls make their noise and wake the boys who have been sleeping, and the sun out on the ocean starts to shine, I will finally know the feeling. I will finally breathe the joy of the words that I've been too afraid to tell you, of the questions that have spun inside my heart, for the boy who somehow found a way to turn the night into the day. This is how I start. I am not afraid to love you. I've been practicing the words. I am not afraid to say them loudly, so anyone can hear, so anyone can hear. I am not afraid to hold you. Now you're sleeping at my side. I am not afraid to sing it to the heavens, to the rising tide. Watching you the whole damn evening, Andrew. Andrew, I am not afraid to love you. Now I've said it loud and clear. I am not afraid to learn to walk into the water. Now I see your shining face here next to mine. When seagulls make their noise and wake the boys who have been sleeping, and the sun out on the ocean starts to shine.
I just love, love that one. That was Gavin Creel, another Broadway actor-singer I like a lot. And that show was done in 2004 and was called Easter Rising. Michael Arden, who I just mentioned, co-wrote the show. This next set starts out with something historic, the first totally lesbian musical. It's from the UK from 1979 and was a production of the Gay Sweatshop Women's Company called I Like Me Like This. It dealt mostly with some serious subjects like rape and molestation, but I pulled out the lightest song of the bunch, Cowboys and Lesbians.
Let's play cowboys and lesbians.
We'll be the outlaws and better be an internet.
Set those cameras rolling now.
Here come the terrorists.
Watch as we grin. Let's play cowboys and lesbians.
Life in the ghetto is awfully sweet.
Scene one is a Tory bedroom.
I'll be the boy for once, just for a treat.
Ooh. Normal outlaws.
Bev is the hunter and we are the prey.
Let's play cowboys and lesbians.
We'll be the outlaws and Bev will be in.
Set those cameras rolling now.
Here come the tourists.
One, two, three, grin. Let's play cowboys and lesbians.
Life in the ghetto is awfully sweet.
Scene one is a Tory bedroom.
I'll be the boy for one.
Normal outlaws.
Bev
is the hunter and we are the prey.
Lesbian, butch, dyke, you can call it what you like, but it's what I am and what I'll always be. Lesbian, butch, dyke, and that's why they call me Mike, and not Jane or Susan or Penelope. I have a leaning towards a meaningful new tete a tete. But if there's a man in the vicinity, and if he infers he'd like to get in it, he not only won't, the only thing he'll get is a lesbian butch dyke. You can call it what you like, but it's what I am. It's what I am and what I'll always be.
With all. She's a gay bohemian, watch her strut her song.
woman's bookstore in the village. I was looking for a poem I thought I had once read. She worked there. I asked if she could help me find it. "What's the title?" she asked. "Love is a Woman," I said. "Emily Dickinson," she proposed. We looked. It wasn't there. We looked a lot more. We looked at one another even more than that. "You're a writer," she smiled. "Not yet," I confessed. "I'll bet this poem you seek is yet to be written." Shayna Madel. And she took my hand. It was shaking. "Love is a woman," she taught me at last, though I felt I was over my head. I wanted to run, but her arms held me fast as love found its home in our bed. Gently she covered the pain of my past and showed me my future instead. "Lover, my lover, you opened the door to a place I was longing to go. Each day that we shared left me wanting you more, through lilacs and roses and snow. Learning from you what my lips were for, I needed you more than you know. The dream fell apart. I discovered a note. 'You'll recover,' she wrote. But I haven't recovered my heart. Love is a body that's made like my own. That's a truth she allowed me to see. Though she was the first and the last love I've known, I hope once again I'll fly free. She unlocked my heart and she gave me the key to who I've become and to all that can be. When love is a woman, love is a woman.
That was very nice. "Love is a Woman." It's from a demo recording of the show A Letter to Harvey Milk from last year. And after Cowboys and Lesbians, you heard a couple of short songs. From the 1978 show The First Nudie Musical, there was what appears to be a throwaway song called "Lesbian Butch Dyke." And much more serious and well done was the show from 2008 called 1918 A House Divided. I picked the song "Drag Ball at Webster Hall." Written by Barbara Kahn and Allison Tartaglia, that musical drew a number of political parallels between New York City during World War I and the present day, but the LGBT relationships are central to the plot. You know, sometimes I can't believe the stuff I have in my own collection. Daniel Curzon is one of our noted playwrights, winning many awards and known especially for his 1971 novel, Something You Do in the Dark. That book is considered by many as the first gay protest novel. Well, he has written some musicals as well, and a while back he sent me a demo tape of one of them. The show was from 1979 and called Comeback. The plot thrust is a male cabaret artist trying to make a comeback as a female after having a sex change. Curzon wrote the lyrics and Dan Turner composed the music. The entire demo tape is sung by Turner, who died in 1990. I think it's worth noting that as far as I know, this is easily the earliest recording of a musical with a transgender theme. From it, here is Dan Turner singing the opening and closing tracks, Remember Me and Please Love Me.
What am I gonna say? How am I gonna say, hello, remember me? How shall I try to be? Hello, remember me? Hello, remember me? I used to be a star. How do you like it so far? Aren't you thrilled that I'm here? Should I brag about what I used to be? Or will that only make them hate me? Will they forgive me for running away? Or will they like what they see? What are they gonna say? What are they gonna think? Will they say, fabulous? Or will they say, you stink? What are they gonna say? What am I gonna do? Will I come out on top? Or will I be a fool? Hello, remember me? Hello, remember me? I used to be a star. Should I forget about a comeback? Or is it no matter what anybody says? Who the hell are they? What do they know? Should I listen to what they say? What the hell do I know? I mustn't be too bold. I mustn't be too shy. And if you don't want me, all I will do is die. It's only been 4 years since I could fill a hall. It's only been 4 years. They won't remember me at all. Have I got it anymore? Did I ever really have it? I want to sing again. Is it just a nasty habit? Will they stay away in droves and refuse to come hear me? Is my voice sort of funny now? Oh, who wants to hear it anyhow? Should I give them everything I've got? Or should I make them beg for it? What do you do when no one begs for it? Do you fade away and die? Or give it one more try? Hello, remember me! Hello, remember me! I used to be a star. What am I gonna say? What am I gonna do? Hello, remember me? Hello, remember me? Maybe if I just sing a word or two. Should say, I don't know what I can promise. Do you like what you see? All I am is just me, and if I should ask you if you could love me, oh please God. Sorry, forgive me if I'm too plain. Forgive me if I'm not cautious. That's the way I must be. All I am is just me. I'm not as brave as I seem. I'm not sure which way is forward, but I hope I am free. All I am is just me, and if I should ask you if you could love me, oh please God, don't answer that you're so sorry. Please love me just as I am. Don't desert me. Please love me just as I am, and don't hurt me. Please love me just as I am, whether woman or man.
Thank you. show is about to begin. Rob, Dixie, Joni, and Tiffany Lynn are gonna take you to a place where men are feminine.
We got boys that look like girls and walk and talk like men.
Some who cross the line and cross right back again.
Some just visit every now and then. Welcome to the Sissy Show.
Hi, I'm Rob. I'm 31 and a Taurus. I like whiskey and girly magazines. I'm here performing community service for a DUI back in 98. I'm a straight cross-dresser, which means I ain't chopping it off. And for all you ladies out there, I'm hoping to get laid tonight. Dressing up for you is as far as I go.
Welcome to the Sissy Show.
Hi, I'm Joni, the artist formerly known as Leonard. I remember my mother always saying to me, Lenny, Lenny, stop running around the house in my sundress. One day I got so pissed off that I just popped her one. And when she finally came to 20 years later, I had a vagina.
Dr. Biber's clinic is the place to go. Welcome to the Sissy Show.
Well, hi, I'm Dixie. I'm from a little town outside Pascagoula, Mississippi. I got a scholarship to go away to college in New York City. I remember one night down in the village, I was having a drink with Joni Mitchell and Tom Waits, when all of a sudden I turned to Joni and I said, Joni, honey, I really want your tits. And Tom said,
yeah, me too.
So I got a little dose of Miracle Grow. Welcome to the Sissy Show. The Sissy Show is a place where you can live out your dreams. Nothing here is ever really quite what it seems. Everyone seems to be stuck in between. Everybody wonders what it all might mean.
We turn the outside in and turn the inside out.
We try to figure out what gender's all about.
We're out of our minds without a doubt. Welcome to the Sissy Show.
Come on in.
Welcome to the Sissy Show. Let's go. Welcome to the Sissy Show.
I remember the first time I realized I might be a little different. I kept hearing about this centerfold in these hushed hallway whispers and giggles from my friends back in junior high school. So I stole an old Playboy from my dad's dresser drawer. Oh my God. It was like the clock stopped. My jaw dropped wide open the minute I saw her. Me and my centerfold, the Kodachrome Queen. Sweet Miss September, the soft and so clean. She looked at me and I knew for sure that I would not be happy till I looked like her. I lay down to face her, feeling one and the same, with a mix of excitement, terror and shame. Her nose was small, like the one on my face, but there was this difference I could not erase. Me and my centerfold, the Kodachrome Queen. Sweet Miss September, so soft and so clean. She looked at me and I knew for sure that I would be so happy when I looked like her. I stared and I stared and I touched paper skin, becoming aware of this woman within. From that moment on, even though it was strange, I knew that someday I'd make a big change. Me and my centerfold, the Kodachrome Queen. Sweet Miss September, so soft and so clean. She looked at me and
sure that I would be so happy when I look like her. Most girls have dolls they coddle and tug. They learn who they are through these kisses and hugs. But my paper doll I could talk to and hold, folded and stapled, my sweet centerfold. Me and my centerfold, the Kodachrome Queen. Sweet Miss September, so soft and so clean. She looked at me and I knew for sure that I would be so happy when I look like her. I knew that I would be so happy when I look like her. I would be so happy when I look like her.
When I was born, my dear Ma called me Sonny. And I grew up feeling mighty confused. So I told Ma her Sonny felt real funny. And my mama, she wasn't amused. So I laid out the truth of the matter. And she cried for a minute or two. Then she said, son, wear dresses that flatter. And your mama will always love you. For it was God who made you a drag queen. He must have smiled on the day you were born. So son, let's sing an Ave Maria. He has blessed every dress you have worn. Now my mama, she's gone to her glory. And though I'll miss her for the rest of my life, the dresses she left me tell the story of how she wanted her son to feel fabulous. For it was God who made you a drag queen. He must have smiled on the day you were born. So let's lip sync an Ave Maria. Oh, Mama, God bless every dress you have worn. Now I've seen how they've treated my sisters, who get trashed 'cause they're bashed where they want. I cry, Mama, my soul is in blisters. I'm fighting with bullets, not talk. Now you thank God he made me a drag queen, keeping watch over his flock day and night. You must lip-sync an Ave Maria and put up a fabulous fight. Now you thank God he made me a drag queen, keeping watch over his flock day and night. You must lip-sync.
Drag queen, I won't let you forget it. say good day, sir. You stab me all the way through my tender transgender heart. And if you happen to be gay, you could show a little heart and understanding. Instead of twittering and whispering and pointing Judas fingers like a bunch of cunning linguists at some gender crucifixion. And if you think I'm such a freak, there's no need to cut me down and put me in my place. You just may want to take a look at why your pants are oh so wet and your knees like castanets are giving you away. I'm not a fucking drag queen. I don't wear foot-long lashes. Don't wear a pound of makeup or 17 tiaras. I don't want your $5 before the song is over. Don't want your how's it going, man? No, 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 no. Miss Squires will do nicely. Cause I'm not a fucking drag queen. So please don't be so rude. I'll break your fucking leg, sir, and then I'll peer away while I mend my transgender heart. Can't you just say yes, dear, and she and her and sister to my tender transgender heart?
I've been meaning to play those two songs together, but let's go back to the start of that set. Dan Turner sang two songs from the musical he co-wrote with Daniel Curzon called Comeback, and then came The Sissy Show, written by Catherine Harvey and Christine Howey, and released in 2003. This one is a hard CD to track down, as it was pretty much homemade, and their website did not stay around long. A cast of four sang the 25 songs, and from them I played Come On In and Me and My Centerfold. Next, starting in 1967, Charles Ludlam founded in New York City the Ridiculous Theater Company, and it spawned many way, way off-Broadway shows. And it's fortunate that on their 25th anniversary in 1992, they released a CD of some of their musical treasures. So, from the show The Hunchback of Notre Dame, I could not resist the song Thank God He Made Me a Drag Queen. And then, another point of view, from the 1999 movie Better Than Chocolate, came the song I'm Not a Fucking Drag Queen. Time now for a trip into more of our history. In the 1950s, there was a series of successful Broadway musicals, with the first one being called New Faces of 1952. The series featured up-and-coming stars such as Eartha Kitt and Paul Lynde in the 1952 edition. The follow-up in 1956 featured Maggie Smith, Inga Swenson, and of interest to this show, T.C. Jones. Jones was probably the most famous female impersonator of the 50s and 60s, appearing on several Broadway shows, on television, and in film. His roles varied from being on the Alfred Hitchcock Hour, twice, to the Monkees film, Head. The New Faces of 1956 show was released on vinyl, and Jones starred on two of the songs. But not all of the numbers would fit onto the disc. I recently got an album called Forgotten Broadway, but when I researched it, I found that this was really leftover songs from New Faces of 1956. It was described as sort of a gray market recording, with a plain album cover and just a sticker giving the tracks. There were two more tracks by T.C. Jones, and on She's Got Everything, he does his famous impersonation of a tipsy Tallulah Bankhead, in the guise of a character named Hope Diamond.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Lizard Lounge of your fabulous multi-million-dollar Tumbleweed Hilton in Las Vegas now takes pride in offering an incredible nugget from Hollywood. for the first time on any nightclub floor, we present Miss Hope Diamond.
Where's the bucket? I'm gonna be sick.
Miss Diamond, the mic is alive. Miss Diamond's gowns are by Gum. Men's clothing by Phoenix.
If they can't see through this dress, I'm dead.
And now, Miss Hope Diamond and the Four Aristocrats.
We've a date with a gal who is chic, curve and chic, who is continental and soignée. In a chic Paris gown that is terribly, terribly, terribly décolleté.
She's talented, she's rich, she's a beauty,
she's a big star of stage and screen and TV. The lady is loaded, the lady has everything.
I have an ear. I thank you, Freedy. I have an ear for music and impeccable taste in clothes. I have an eye for beauty and a terribly sensitive nose. Yes, I have an I have an ear for music and I simply adore to sing.
What can you get for a girl like that? She's got everything.
Deep in my soul there's a rhythm, and I just love to dig that beat. That is why when I'm dancing, I'm so terribly light on my feet. Yes, I can sing sweet or hot notes. I'm a nightingale on the wing.
What can you do for a girl like that? She does everything.
I can sing loud, just hear me rock the rafter. And when I tell the joke, this microphone is dead. You gotta collapse with laughter. I can sing songs in French, chansons en français.
Chante, chante, chante en français.
Nathan de Patriotard de Voir Paris. Nathan de Pajuska la Malocure. Mon Paris est très joli et bon. Tu sais comment le fin de la chanson.
And it's a well-known fact that the lady can act.
Just give me a play and a house that's packed. Something, say, Abe Burrows wrote. And stand back, boys, while I emote and I quote. Oh, it's you. Oh, Robert, you're back. It's sunburn. Oh, don't mention it. You blind, pitiable fool. You think because you bought my beauty, you bought my love. Huh. Yes. Tomorrow is the celebration. We will sing. We will dance. Shall we? Gifted am I.
There isn't a gift we can buy.
Cause I've got it.
She's got it.
They've got it.
We've got it.
I have had it.
She's got everything.
basketball. We've never seen you before, but we hope before this ever again that you face us and you will be the prize.
When the only sound on the empty street is the heavy tread of the heavy feet that belong to a lonesome cop, I open shop. When the moon so long has been gazing down on the wayward ways of this wayward town, that a smile becomes a smirk, I gotta work. Love for sale. Appetizing young love for sale. Love that's fresh and still unspoiled. Love that's only slightly soiled. Love for sale. Who will buy? Who would like to sample my supply? Who's prepared to pay the price for a trip to paradise? Love for sale. Let the poets pipe of love in their childish ways. I know every type of love better far than they. If you want the thrill of love, I've been through the mill of love. Old love, new love, every love but true love. Love for sale. Appetizing young love for sale. If you wanna buy my wares, follow me and climb the stairs. Love for sale. Love for sale.
Once again, we search for ourselves in what is like us. Men with men, when you search for yourself in someone who's made like you, the answer is plain but true. Hear me clear,
let me
if what you touch, then you know then.
Men
with men, identity, once again, we search for ourselves in what is like us.
Women with women.
Men with men.
And again, that set started with T.C. Jones doing She's Got Everything from New Faces of 1956. Then I went to Harvey Fierstein, and he sang Love for Sale from Torch Song Trilogy. Finally, another track from what I consider the very first gay musical, the song Women with Women, Men with Men. And the show, created by Al Carmines, was called The Faggot. By the way, as far as plot goes, that was a real cats and dogs show. It ran for 203 performances and attracted a lot of attention. Carmines appeared in the show as Oscar Wilde, and there were portrayals of Gertrude Stein, Alice B. Toklas, and Catherine the Great, and songs by a hustler, two leather men, and a fag-hag gay bar owner. And here's more history. When I played you a track from The Faggot, I mentioned that Gertrude Stein and Alice B. Toklas were characters in that show. Well, here's their song, starting off a quick Gertrude and Alice set. They sang a song called Ordinary Lives, and they will be followed by an unorthodox treat. Well, I think it is.
and I love you. Walking to the market on sweet night winds when it's cool to do what one used to do.
It takes longer.
I did it at the kitchen.
Let's take a long time today. Let's go out and turn the ordinary things into splendor.
Ordinary things. Now, do you think the corn could be prepared? We always had it with little red peppers.
I love you.
Today, you
to be the best.
I found them
pouring out
of the corn
to be together.
Alice B. Toklas, her cooking is always smokeless, but our noses are never cokeless since Alice came along. You know she's got me gibbering like a gerbil, cause my talents are mostly verbal, but when it's something chemical or herbal, my Alice can't go wrong. In the kitchen, night or noon, Alice hums a happy tune. She glides into my office with a coffee cup to see what I've been cooking up. And whenever my troubles trudge up and my spirits just won't budge up, Alice whips her hashish fudge up and she really strikes my gong. Oh, my garret is a palace since my Alice came along. My family I couldn't embarrass, so I boogied my books to Paris, where stimulation was scarce, till Alice came my way. Life used to be so placid, my literature was fairly flaccid, but my style acquired a drop of acid since Alice came to stay. I play hubby, she plays wife. That's how it'll be for the rest of my life. If you stay the way you are, my Alice fair in love and war, I'll thank you all to joke less, cause I notice that you sputter and you choke less. And one thing we aren't is tokeless. Hey, Alice, bring your bong. Oh, solitude's a fallacy. She is my talisman. I can't get callous while this ding-a-ling dings my dong. Why, I could even live in Dallas if my Alice came along.
I am what I am. I am my own special creation. So, come take a look. Give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say, hey world, I am what I am. I am what I am. I don't want praise. I don't want pity. I bang my own drum. Some think it's noise, I think it's pretty. And so what if I love each feather and each spangle? Why not try to see things from a different angle? Your life is a sham till you can shout out loud, I am what I am. I am what I am, and what I am needs no excuses. I deal my own deck, sometimes the ace, sometimes the deuces. There's one life and it's no return and no deposit. One life, so it's time to open up your closet. Life's not worth a damn till you can shout out loud, I am what I am. Good night, New York.
Okay, that middle track didn't come from a musical, but the singer does have credentials. That was Robert Patrick, one of our pioneering gay playwrights. These days, he keeps active by posting YouTube videos of his short songs, and that one was called Gertrude Stein's Song, which was about Alice. In one of Robert Patrick's earliest successes, called The Haunted Host, Harvey Fierstein had his first role not cast as a drag queen. That was in 1974, and 20 years later, Harvey gave a tribute to Robert by adding a long reading from one of Robert's works, called Poof Positive, to his recording, This Is Not Going to Be Pretty, which also included the track closing that set, I Am What I Am. This is J.D. Doyle, closing part 3 of my romp through musicals with something much more up-to-date, in the form of the 2010 show, Oklahoma, The Adventures of Dave and Gary. Of course, there's a track called Oklahoma.
I am the chosen one, the day is finally here. This is the dawning of the age your parents fear. For all those chicks who don't like dicks and men who like to hump on other men. We're here, we're queer, we're fabulous, and you're never gonna fuck with us again.
Oh, pieces. But one man's demise is another man's reason to wake up, decide that he's gonna keep breathing.
I stayed for the fight